Good morning from WRCO-FM in Richland Center. It is 18 degrees and the time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Surging immigrant raids in the days since President Trump took office.
The sweeps from coast to coast. In Denver, agents raiding a nightclub, detaining around 50 people, a bus driving them away. The DEA says they were associated with the violent Venezuelan gang Tren de Aragua. The administration hoping to convince undocumented migrants to self-deport and others not to come in the first place.
ABC's Rachel Scott. Senate Minority Leader Charles Schumer calling on the administration to immediately reverse course. The White House Budget Office ordering all federal agencies to pause any financial assistance spending if they suspect it might conflict with Trump's executive orders. January 6th convict Michael Matthew Huddle was among those pardoned recently by the president. We're getting word from Jasper County in northwest Indiana that a sheriff's deputy shot and killed Huddle over the weekend during a traffic stop. This is ABC News. At Auschwitz, it was 80 years on Monday since Soviet troops liberated the Nazi extermination factory where more than a million people were murdered. Now 86, Tova Friedman still remembers.
I stood and watched helplessly as little girls from the nearby barrack were marched away crying and shivering to the gas chamber.
They observed Holocaust Remembrance Day at the United Nations. Secretary General Antonio Guterres lamenting the worldwide rise of hatred.
The spreading cancer of Holocaust denial. Indisputable historical facts are being distorted, diminished, and dismissed. And efforts are being made to recast and rehabilitate Nazis and their collaborators. We must stand up to these outrages.
I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Thanks to the Schultz Mortgage Team for sponsoring WRCO Hometown Weather Watch. Call 608-738-8765 to learn how you can buy a home with less than 20% down.
A high of 44 today. Looks like it'll be partly cloudy at times. A few clouds and breezy for tonight. A low of 26, 37 for Wednesday. Wednesday night, 22. And Thursday, near 50 degrees. So very spring-like there. Friday, 38 with decreasing clouds by the afternoon. Right now in Richland Center, the air is calm. Following a daytime high yesterday of 42. We were at 27 at midnight. Right now, the overnight low, it's 18 degrees. That's how it goes weather-wise today on the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer. It is time for us to officially begin the broadcast day. Today is Tuesday, January 28th.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so
through the as we leave the ground when the trumpet sounds. When the trumpet sounds, we'll be called away to a place so grand, land of perfect day. With our cares behind, only joy to find as we leave the ground when the trumpet sounds.
We can hear the constant sounds of trouble, wars, and pain. We can hear distressing news that falls on us like rain.
The Triumphant Quartet, When the Trumpet Sounds. Before that, a national anthem performed by Sandy Patty. Good morning, friends. Phil Nee with you. Apologize for a little frog in the throat this morning, but I feel good. Just try to get things limbered up and loosened up today. We're ready to go for the Light in the Milk House show. Today it's 18 degrees, and again, we're looking at 44 a little bit later on today. Yesterday, a bit of It was 42. It was nice, but that wind kind of was a detriment, especially in the afternoon. And there was a little bit of light snow in there, and it made it, the wind was blowing so hard, it made it look like it was really snowing. It really wasn't that hard, but it did make it look like that yesterday during a wintry afternoon. Well, we start the chores today. We have some sports scores to tell you about, including a win for the Milwaukee Bucks last night. Road. Time for a hanker. Hank Williams on the radio.
Goodbye, Joe, me gotta go, me oh my oh. Me gotta go, pull the P-Row down the bayou. My Yvonne, the sweetest one, me oh my oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou. Jumbo line, a crawfish pie, and a filet gumbo. Cause tonight I'm gonna see Mama Shazamio. Pick guitar, fill fruit jar, and be gay, oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou. Thank you. dozen. Dress in style and go hog wild, me oh my oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou. Jambalaya, a crawfish pie, and a filet gumbo. Cause tonight I'm gonna see Mama Shazamio. Pick guitar, fill fruit jar, and be gay-o. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou. See Mama Shazamio. Pick guitar, fill fruit jar, and be gay-o. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou.
I spent a lifetime looking for you. Single bars and good time lovers were never true. Playing a fool's game, hoping to win. And telling those sweet lies and losing again. And I did everything I could to get me through the night. Don't know where it started or where it might end. I turned to a stranger just like a friend.
It's Johnny Lee on WRCO Radio, Light in the Milk House Show. We're at 16 degrees now in RC, so our temperature is kind of headed in the opposite direction, but it will head quickly to the good direction later on today when we head toward a high of 44. Galt Valley Road in Bloom Township will be open to local traffic only today and tomorrow from 8 until 1. And a reminder, Rolling Hills Toastmasters Club meets the second and fourth Tuesday of each month, including tonight from 6:30 until 8. Meetings are held at Eagle School, Classroom 2. Meetings are hybrid, so you can also meet by Zoom if you'd like. For more information, call 608-604-7743. Those notes from Community Calendar today.
It's the 15th annual Groundhog Day celebration now through February 1st at Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center. Will we see six more weeks of winter? It doesn't matter because we're rolling out fantastic savings that will leave you springing for joy. We have over 80 pre-owned and program vehicles to choose from. See our website at joneschev.com and see the inventory with over 70 new Chevrolets, including the Silverado and all new Chevy Equinox. Groundhog Day at Jones Chevrolet, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Boscobel is Wisconsin's outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce encourages your visit soon. Mr. Tom's Auto Body specializes in collision repair and refinishing, rust proofing, rust repair, sandblasting, and more. Call 375-4480. Total Tech provides a host of services including flat rate commercial IT support and PC repair, security cameras, telephone systems, and audio and video solutions. J&J Recycling and Salvage is a family owned business and open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 and Saturdays 8 to noon. J&J Recycling and Salvage, if it's here, it's for sale. Herculift is your local material handling supplier with service, parts, and rental equipment as well as new and used options for purchase or lease. Call 800-362-3500.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Wilkinson Auctions is proud to present our annual Hillsboro Area Equipment Auction, Wednesday, February 19th at the Hillsboro Auction Yard. This is a huge auction with tractors, farm equipment, tillage equipment, planters, trucks, trailers, combines, and more. We're taking quality consignments of equipment. Get your equipment up to the Hillsboro Auction Yard today. This is a live auction with online bidding available. The Hillsboro Area Equipment Auction, Wednesday, February 19th at the Hillsboro Auction Yard. More info at wilkinsonauctions.com.
Valentine's Day is just around the corner, and nothing says I love you like Sawyer Sweets delicious Valentine's cookies. Order your custom cookies today to ensure delivery just in time for Valentine's. Call Amber at 920-763-4714. Show your love for your sweetie with Amber's Sweets. Sweet treats for your special someone.
An update on sports today is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Well, the Richland Center boys basketball team won a non-conference game last night, 62-51, over visiting Black River Falls. The Hornets held off their opponent after giving up a lead in the second half and then regaining it to get the victory. It was Ithaca over Brookwood, 65-41, Weston 100, Riverdale 83, Highland 88, Cassville 49. Mount Hora beat Platteville 91-59, and Viroqua over Dodgeville, 78-75. Girls basketball, Ithaca 51, Brookwood 15, Argyle Pecatonica beat River Valley, 77-43. Royal over Black River Falls, 70-56, Platteville 60, Mount Horeb 40, also in girls basketball last night. Giannis Antetokounmpo and Dame Lillard each scored 35 to lead the Milwaukee Bucks to a 125-110 win over the Utah Jazz. Giannis also had 18 rebounds and 7 assists, powering the Bucks to their ninth victory in 11 games. Lillard added 8 assists, and Chris Middleton provided 22 off the bench as Milwaukee logged the victory. Both teams back in action coming up tonight. Milwaukee is at Portland. Elsewhere in the NBA, Cleveland 110, Detroit 91. The Lakers over Charlotte 112-107. New York beat Memphis 143-106. Toronto 113, New Orleans 104. Sacramento 110, Brooklyn 96. Houston over Boston 114-112. Chicago top Denver 129-121. Two overtimes, Miami a winner against Orlando 125-119. Minnesota 100. Atlanta 92, Dallas 130, Washington 108, Phoenix 111, and the Clippers 109. From the NHL, Philadelphia 4-2 over New Jersey, Detroit 5, Los Angeles 2, Vancouver 5, St. Louis 2, Edmonton 4-2 over Seattle, and San Jose 2-1 winners against Pittsburgh. And that is an update on sports.
Eastside BP, open at 5 a.m. Monday through Saturday, 6 on Sunday. Stop in for kitchen fresh sandwiches, pizza, donuts, and a touch-free or self-serve car wash. Philbeck Family of Dealerships sells the best in new and pre-owned cars and trucks. The customer is first with Philbeck Family of Dealerships, Highland, Boscobel, Richland Center, and Prairie du Chien. And call Gander's Cleaning Service, your certified carpet cleaning technicians, for carpet and upholstery steam cleaning and janitorial services.
16 degrees at WRCO Radio. Here we go. It is aerobic polka time. If you're ready, let's swing it into gear here today. A one and a two and a... go. Hans Mueller in the Red Raven Polka. Good for what ails you today there. Ooh, hopefully that woke you up a little bit. Let's read the paper with Roger Miller.
Got a letter just this morning. It was postmarked Omaha. It was typed and neatly written, offering me this better job. Better job at higher wages, expenses paid in a car. But I'm on TV here locally and I can't quit, I'm a star. I come on the TV a grinning, wearing pistols and a hat. It's a kiddie show and I'm a hero of the younger set. And the number one attraction, never supermarket parking lot. I'm the king of Kansas City, no thanks Omaha, thanks a lot. Kansas City star, that's what I are. Your little daddy, you're the same car. Drop a big old Cadillac with white wheels.
got rhinestones on the spokes. I got credit down at my grocery store, and my barber tells me jokes. I'm the number one attraction in every supermarket parking lot. I'm the king of Kansas City. No thanks, Omaha, thanks a lot. Kansas City star, that's what I are. You're the lead lady, you're the same car. Drive a big old Cadillac with wide wheels. Got rhinestones on the spokes. Got credit down at the grocery store, and my barber tells me jokes. I'm the number one attraction ever. Supermarket parking lot, I'm the king of Kansas City. No thanks, Omaha, thanks a lot. That town's gonna have a Popeye cartoon in a minute.
Settle me down, I couldn't change my point of view. I got a lady in red at the back of my head, but the woman in white is you. Do you wanna be the only one? Fade away in the morning sun. I could love you all of my life. You are my wife, haven't I let you know?
We don't need no buried treasure, no. We don't need it. We don't stand on ceremony, but life is phony in spite of it.
You can never be all you wanna be when you're searching for gold.
We don't need no buried treasure. I still got you.
Still got you.
Still got you.
Still got you in my soul.
Figure on a master plan. You couldn't do it if you don't get ready. You'll be beaten by the other man.
Do you wanna be the last one in? Play the game, but you just don't win. I can see me making you cry, saying goodbye, but I can never let you go.
Now we don't need no buried treasure, no buried treasure. We stand on ceremony, but life is phony in spite of it.
You can never be all you wanna be when you're searching for gold.
We don't need no buried treasure. I still got you.
Still got you.
Still got you.
Still got you in my soul.
Doesn't need anybody when the good times turn away.
That's old Kenny Rogers on WRCO and Buried Treasure. Today's high temperature, 44 degrees. For tonight, 26. And Wednesday, 37. Before near 50 on Thursday. We're holding out some hope for that one. Right now, we're at 15 degrees. That is the overnight low here at the WRCO studios on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer. Good morning. It is 5:30.
This farm news and market update from Brownfield on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Tim Slack Auction and Realty, LLC, offering professional auction service and real estate, household hay, firewood, produce, and farm machinery. Visit TimSlackAuctionRealty.com for more information on upcoming sales.
A market expert expects little change in cropping plans. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. First, green energy projects infringing on farmland is a concern among American Farm Bureau members. Brownfield's Mark Dorenkamp is at the AFBF annual convention.
Ohio Farm Bureau President Bill Patterson says land is being devoured by green energy.
And there's a balance, right? And we're trying to find the balance and trying to figure out how to meet the energy needs of a nation while meeting the food needs. So that's a big part of what we want to speak to on the floor.
He tells Brownfield there needs to be a way to properly value farmland when subsidizing solar installations.
And today there's not. And we just simply have to create that balance.
And Patterson says it's not just solar.
But we have wind that's in certain areas, particularly as you look at northwest Ohio, a lot of wind.
He says Ohio Farm Bureau is also concerned about urban sprawl. From San Antonio, Mark Dorenkamp, Brownfield.
A marketing advisor says he is not expecting any big changes in crop plans this spring. John Heinberg with Total Farm Marketing tells Brownfield farmers are not looking at shifting from soybeans to corn, at least not yet.
I haven't heard a whole lot of people cutting back. I have heard some of this switching to corn in some areas. Most guys are going to probably stay with their rotation, but you know, maybe the Western Corn Belt, North Dakota, South Dakota, you know, where we see some more shift from beans to corn.
Heinberg says the market is not signaling an increase in demand for soybeans in the near term, but farmers could be waiting for more USDA estimates before finalizing planting decisions. Using the four R's of nutrient management, Brownfield's Aaron Anderson has more from the Indiana Association of Soil and Water Conservation District annual meeting.
The technical assistance specialist with the Indiana Ag Nutrient Alliance says there is no one-size-fits-all when it comes to conservation. Hans Schmitz tells Brownfield.
The right source, right rate, right time, and right place for nutrient application. We understand that every farm is unique.
He says there are still financial resources available to help farmers interested in implementing these practices, but that may change.
At the moment, there's still Inflation Reduction Act money available.
He says a tailored nutrient management plan can help improve overall soil health, helping farmers maximize their return on investment. From downtown Indianapolis, I'm Erin Anderson. For Brownfield.
Legislation that would allow schools to serve whole and 2% regular and flavored milk has been reintroduced in Congress. Bill author Glenn G.T. Thompson says
body mass index scores, rates of obesity, and the prevalence of diabetes among young people have increased significantly. According to one case study, childhood obesity rates climbed 13 percentage points between 2008 and 2020. Clearly, whole milk was not the problem.
The Whole Milk for Healthy Kids Act passed the House in the last Congress, but was blocked in the Senate by former Ag Committee Chair Debbie Stabenow. I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield.
Pests are trying to turn parts of the corn belt into the corn rootworm belt. But DeKalb Brand says, not on our watch. Crush corn rootworm with DeKalb Brand SmartStax Pro with RNAi technology. It's the outstanding yield potential of DeKalb corn with advanced protection against corn rootworm. When pest pressure is highest, hit back your hardest. Talk to your DeKalb representative. Never settle. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
If you have building plans, it saves time and money to get what you need in one place. Call the experts serving the area since 1969, Hartchie Lumber, along Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg. Chances are you'll find what you need. Hartchie Lumber has one of the largest stocks of steel roofing and siding in Wisconsin. Also a complete line of home and pole building materials, including custom-built prefab wall panels that can be delivered and set up with Hartchie's crane truck. For more information, call Hartchie Lumber, 608-985-7207.
Slow Monday for direct cash cattle trading. Cash hogs into the day higher. Good morning. I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity had a quiet start to the week, which was no surprise. Bids and asking prices didn't surface Monday. Significant trade volume will likely be delayed until sometime Thursday or Friday. At the Oklahoma National Stockyards, compared to last week, feeder steers were $5 to $10 higher. Feeder heifers were $5 to $8 higher. Steer and heifer calves were unevenly steady. The USDA says demand was good and quality was average to attractive. Feeder supply included 58% steers. Medium and large one feeder steer, 617 to 646 pounds, brought $309 to $322. Feeder steer, 705 to 743 pounds, brought $282 to $295. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 656 to 694 pounds, brought $271 to $296. Boxed beef closed higher and sharply higher on good demand for solid offerings. Choice up $2.16 at $330.08. Select closed $4.26 higher at $320.55. Estimated cattle slaughter was 114,000 head, down 1,000 on the week and down more than 8,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed firm to higher with a fairly light negotiated run. Processors were a little more aggressive to get hogs moving Monday, and prices reflected that. Demand for U.S. pork on the global market continues to be a bright spot, but domestic demand remains inconsistent. The industry continues to monitor tariff talk and the potential impact it could have on demand for U.S. agricultural goods, specifically pork. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct closed a penny higher with a weighted average of 80.39. The Iowa Minnesota was up $1.21 with a weighted average of 82.26, and the Western Corn Belt closed 68 cents higher with a weighted average of 81.51. Prices at the Eastern Corn Belt were not reported on Monday due to confidentiality. Pork values into the day higher, up $1.47 at 93.16. Butts, ribs, and loins were all sharply higher. And estimated hog slaughter was 483,000 head, up 61,000 on the week and down more than 6,000 on the year. At the CME, live cattle were mixed and feeders were lower ahead of the week's direct business. And lean hog futures ended the day mixed on spread trade and the higher midday move in pork. I'm Megan Grebner, Brownfield Ag News.
Have you been to agroamerica.com? What are you waiting for? One site, one app, one stop for 24-hour ag news and podcasts. Ag news from the best reporters and podcasters, plus a steady stream of country hits for free. AgriAmerica, the place for timely, accurate, and dependable ag news. From the cab, to the truck, to the barn, to the kitchen. AgriAmerica is ready to arm you with the knowledge you need as a farmer or rancher. Grab your smartphone and get it today. AgriAmerica.
At this past Wednesday sale at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola, the black crossbred bull calves sold up to $950, with the Holstein bull calves up to $625. Slaughter cows were lower due to the quality and condition of the cows being offered for sale. A young white-faced breeding bull sold for $1,550, with crossbred bulls 5 to 700 pounds, 195 to 215. At next Wednesday's sale, we'll be offering 7 150-200-pound started Jersey bull calves that are already off milk. Our next feeder sale will be on Friday, February 7th. Early consignments include 35 high-quality white-faced heifers and steer calves, 15 to 20 shorthorn limousine crossbred steers and heifers, and 15 high-quality black heifers and steer calves. These cattle are 550 to 700 pounds, vaccinated and weaned. If you have feeder cattle to sell, contact Darren Colton or Jim. Did you get your cattle on our sales list? With the fat cattle continuing to be very active, the feeder cattle market is very strong. Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola has the buyers to get you a good competitive price for your livestock.
Direct cattle business was quiet Monday. Midwest butcher hogs were $2 higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in soybean genetics. Leverage the extensive knowledge of their talented experts across the country, Stein has yield. Soybeans and corn were down on weekend rains in South America and profit-taking. March beans were 10 and 3 quarters lower at 10.45. May was down 9 and 3 quarters at 10.58 and a half. March corn is 4 and a half lower at 4.82. May was down 4 and a quarter at 4.92 and a quarter. Live cattle were mixed at a direct business. February was up 90 at 205.67. April was 80 higher at 203.82. Overbought, March feeders were down $1.32 at 275.25. and hogs were mixed on spread trade in the higher midday move in pork. February lean was up 75 cents at 83.05, and April was $1.67 higher at 89.87. We're online at brownfieldagnews.com. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
Leaders in science and the fight against hunger create a call to action today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Sleep deprivation. It doesn't sound serious, but it is. Inadequate quality sleep can lead to faulty decision-making, slower reaction times, fatigue, confusion, and decreased productivity. It raises the risk factor for all you do on the farm. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. More than 150 Nobel Prize and World Food Prize winners have signed a letter calling on the global community to get serious about hunger. One of the co-authors of the letter is Brian Schmidt, a Nobel Prize-winning astronomer from Australia.
My colleagues and I have conceived and signed onto this letter as scientists and leaders in innovation, and we understand what strategic investments in R&D can offer to the world. It's not a geostrategic competition. It's something we need to work on together, collectively, and then celebrate together. It is a great global plan.
Schmidt says we're behind the pace needed to meet a 2050 world feeding goal. A co-recipient of last year's World Food Prize, Carrie Fowler, says the world's future food security depends on three things.
It first depends on our recognizing that we have a real problem. Second, it depends on essentially cutting our losses. So yes, we need to ensure that our crops, a wide range of crops, are adapted to climate change. We need more productivity, frankly, out of aqua food systems and agroforestry systems.
There's a link to more on this on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business offering top-quality livestock. Every Tuesday morning at 8:30, they hold slaughter cattle sales featuring slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, cull cows, and quality baby calves. This Friday, they present a special combination sale with Holstein and Angus Cross, along with beef, new crop calf, and yearling sale. It's an event not to be missed. For more information, visit BloomingtonLivestock.com or call them Bloomington Livestock Exchange, where quality meets tradition.
The effort to bring whole milk back to school is renewed. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. Legislation that would allow schools to serve whole and 2% regular and flavored milk has been reintroduced in Congress. Bill author and House Ag Committee Chair Glenn G.T. Thompson says due to flawed federal policy based on outdated science, schools have been prohibited from serving whole or reduced fat milk since 2012.
When students are presented with limited unpopular milk options, they drink less milk and are more likely to turn to sugary, caffeinated alternatives that offer little nutritional value.
Thompson says science shows children who drink whole milk are less likely to experience obesity and have healthier levels of body fat.
Body mass index scores, rates of obesity, and the prevalence of diabetes among young people have increased significantly. According to one case study, childhood obesity rates climbed 13 percentage points between 2008 and 2020. Clearly, whole milk was not the problem.
Thompson says his bill does not mandate children drink whole or reduced fat milk, but gives schools the flexibility to meet the preferences and nutritional needs of the students. Thompson says returning whole and reduced fat milk to schools will cut down on food waste, support local dairy farmers, and ensure children are well-fed and ready to learn. The Whole Milk for Healthy Kids Act passed the House in the last Congress, but was blocked in the Senate by former Ag Committee Chair Debbie Stabenow. Cash dairy prices were steady to higher Monday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry whey unchanged at 69 and three quarters, no sales. 40-pound cheese blocks up 3¾ cents to 187, nine sales recorded. Cheese barrels up 2 cents at 184 with four sales. Butter unchanged at 253 and five sales. Not-fat dry milk unchanged at 134 and three quarters, but no sales. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update.
Have you been to agriamerica.com? What are you waiting for? One site, one app, one stop for 24-hour ag news and podcasts. Ag news from the best reporters and podcasters, plus a steady stream of country hits for free. AgriAmerica, the place for timely, accurate, and dependable ag news. From the cab to the truck, to the barn to the kitchen, AgriAmerica is ready to arm you with the knowledge you need as a farmer or rancher. Grab your smartphone and get it today. AgriAmerica.
Valentine's Day is just around the corner, and nothing says I love you like Sawyer Sweets delicious Valentine's cookies. Order your custom cookies today to ensure delivery just in time for Valentine's. Call Amber at 920-763-4714. Show your love for your sweetie with Amber's Sweets. Sweet treats for your special someone.
13 minutes before 6, the forecast for today calls for a high of 44. A few clouds and breezy tonight with a low of 26, 37 for Wednesday. Right now we're at 15 degrees. That is, so far, the overnight low. The main man, Tony Schumacher, has more about weather coming up in just a little bit here this morning. Here are the Statler Brothers.
I keep hearing you're concerned about my happiness, but all the thought you're giving me is conscience, I guess. If I were walking in your shoes, I wouldn't worry enough. Are you and your friends a worried about me? I'm having lots of fun. Counting flowers on the wall, that don't bother me at all. Playing solitaire till dawn with the deck of 51. Smoking cigarettes and watching Captain Kangaroo. Now don't tell me I've nothing to do. Last night I dressed in tails, pretended I was on the town. As long as I can dream, it's hard to slow the swinger down. So please don't give a thought to me, I'm really doing fine. You can always find me here and having quite a time. Counting flowers on the wall, that don't bother me at all. Playing solitaire till dawn with the deck of 51. Smoking cigarettes and watching Captain Kangaroo. Now don't tell me I've nothing to do. It's good to see you, I must go. I know I look a fright. Anyway, my eyes are not accustomed to this light. And my shoes are not accustomed to this hard concrete. I must go back to my room and make my day complete. Counting flowers on the wall, that don't bother me at all. Playing solitaire till dawn with the deck of 51. Smoking cigarettes and watching Captain Kangaroo. Now don't tell me I've nothing to do. Don't tell me I've nothing to do.
That's Charlie Pride on WRCO Radio. When I stop leaving, I'll be gone, right? It's 15 degrees at WRCO Studios today. The promise of some better weather as this week goes on. And closing it out, looking ahead toward Groundhog's Day, looks like it's going to be cloudy. So the chances of the little rodent seeing his shadow, I guess, probably aren't that good. For whatever that's worth, whatever that means, I don't know. Here's Jim Reeves.
When the evening shadows fall, and you're wondering who to call, for a little company, there's always me. Or if your great romance should end, and you're lonesome for a friend, darling, you need never be.
Classic Jim Reeves on WRCO's Light in the Milk House Show.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
It's the 15th annual Groundhog Day celebration now through February 1st at Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center. Will we see six more weeks of winter? It doesn't matter because we're rolling out fantastic savings that will leave you springing for joy. We have over 80 pre-owned and programmed vehicles to choose from. See our website at joneschev.com and see the inventory with over 70 new Chevrolets, including the Silverado and all-new Chevy Equinox. Groundhog Day at Jones Chevrolet, your Chevy truck headquarters, Chevrolet. Together, let's drive.
Your favorite meals, your favorite station, Richland Family Restaurant and WRCO Studios.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, it looks like another breezy day shaping up thanks to another low-pressure system sweeping from southern Canada down through the northern Great Lakes. Wind gusts could be up over 30 miles per hour this afternoon here, even over 40 miles per hour in southeast Wisconsin, where a wind advisory has been posted for this afternoon. Otherwise, the snow with this system staying up in northeast Minnesota, diving down through upper and lower Michigan, just a little bit of that grazing into far north and northeast Wisconsin this morning. Otherwise, slightly cooler air will filter in for tomorrow. but that will quickly be replaced by warm air on Thursday from the southwest. In fact, we could have near record high temperatures. The record for Richland Center Thursday afternoon is 51 degrees. From 2013, we should be pretty close to that. It does look like a storm south of Wisconsin could bring us just a touch of light precipitation Thursday night, and then we'll see more activity come in from the west going into Saturday and Sunday. So today, look for partly cloudy and breezy conditions, high near 44, wind from the west to southwest at 15 to 25. A few clouds and breezy tonight, low 26, partly cloudy to sunny and a bit cooler tomorrow, high 37, northwest to west wind 10 to 15. On Thursday, unseasonably warm with high temperatures up around record levels, high near 50, sunshine giving way to clouds late, 30% chance of light rain and snow showers Thursday night. On Friday, a bit of light rain or snow possible in the early morning, decreasing clouds by afternoon and cooler, high 38 degrees. Saturday, cloudy with a 40% chance of light snow by late morning, maybe an inch or so, high at 33. Sunday, warmer with scattered light snow and rain showers, high temperature 41. And Monday, breezy and chilly with some sun returning, the high near 23. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
17 degrees with mostly clear conditions overnight. Yesterday's high was 42. We did pick up a trace of snow. Record high, 52 in 1914. Record low, 32 below zero in 1963. Last year's high, 34. The low, 31. Sunset will happen at 8 minutes after 5 this evening. This morning, sunrise time at 7:21. The air is calm. Barometer at 29.73 is down a bit, and no precipitation today. Again, with mostly clear skies, we're up 1 from the overnight low. It is 16 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, dedicated to serving this community and area with hometown service.
WRCO FM, Richland Center, Wisconsin, where the news from ABC is sponsored by Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, providing quality service and equipment for all water systems, and by Whitaker's Market, the destination grocery for bargain hunters in Hillsboro.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Addressing House Republicans Monday in Florida, President Trump said he had a promise for senior citizens.
I will not sign any bill that cuts even a single penny from Medicare or Social Security for our great seniors.
But there are new questions over a new government memo in which the White House Budget Office has ordered federal agencies to cease any financial assistance spending if they suspect the program conflicts